Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is the very one Haley that is referenced in the show title, Haley and the Knobs. That's what we do in the 6 o'clock hour here on News Radio 840 WHAS. I am Terry Strainvoice Miners. I don't know what happened. I feel fine. I've had my shots. You don't need to be afraid of me, Haley, but I've had my booster. I've had my flu shot. But it's just a little vocal strain today. These things happen now and again.
It's the end of the week. You've been talking all week. I understand.
I guess so. Look, John Alden is our other knob tonight.
Plus, you got the change in weather. I mean, it's 70 degrees in December. I mean,
why would that affect my vocal cords?
Well, no, if you have seasonal allergies, that may have.
You guys know what I did, though, when I woke up this morning and my voice felt odd? I mean, I heard it. It was like, oh, what? I went straight to the freezer and got some Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream for breakfast.
At what time? 5:30?
No, it was like 7.
Oh, okay. That's reasonable. Thank goodness.
I thought about it, though. When I was asleep, I thought about ice cream because I guess my voice felt weird or my throat felt weird.
You should have gone. You need something warm, not something cold.
I chew gum whenever. And I chew gum anyway, but I chew gum a lot whenever when I have a sore throat.
The peppermint, if it's a peppermint gum, it probably suits
peppermint
it.
Gum.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee person, so I never, ever think about that. And I am drinking a Diet Coke here right now.
How do you feel about a warm cup of tea in the morning?
Mm-mm.
No? Come on. I love
Are you
tea.
A coffee person?
Coffee and tea. Big coffee. I drink
coffee,
too much.
But no tea for me.
Yeah, hot tea I have every now and then, but I never think about that as like a remedy or something.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
People say, put honey in tea and it'll be great.
I have tea almost every night, just a calming lavender and chamomile. And it's a nice, calming, soothing vocal thing.
Do you do meditation before you go to sleep?
I do have a gratitude journal.
That's good.
That I recently got because I figured I might as well be more grateful for things. It's the season of giving and being grateful. So I keep track and it asks me, What's your affirmation for the day? And name 3 things that you love today. How did you make yourself a better person today? And you have to fill these out every day at the end of the day. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know how I made myself a better person. I just talked on the radio.
I think that stuff's powerfully important because it leads passages toward positivity.
It's been really great because at first you kind of struggled not to find things you're grateful for, but you're kind of like, oh, what happened today? What am I happy about?
Yeah.
But now it's like working a muscle. It's like, oh, I can name a million things I'm grateful for because there are so many things around me.
Sometimes I wonder if this is not just some big lesson. We're all in school for our lifetime, whatever length. And then we go somewhere and then, you know, in the next realm. And then they break down each day for you and say, now, on this date, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And if you would have steered, you know, if you'd have seen this, why did you miss this message? Who knows?
So you're saying I'm going to have to get a test after I
Maybe.
Die too? Cool.
Maybe. What's that Stevie Wonder song? Is it Higher Ground?
Yeah, I always think of the Red Hot Chili Peppers version. Yes.
Do they do Higher Ground?
I don't know if it's a complete remake, but they have their own song called Higher Ground.
Stevie Wonder's is about reincarnation.
Yeah, I don't think that it's the same thing unless it's just a totally different direction of the song.
Let me see if I can find it here. That's the whole thing is I'm so glad they let me come back again. And teachers keep on teaching. It's that's what that song's about.
So Red Hot Chili Peppers did do the same song.
Oh, so it is. I don't think I've heard it.
You come
either.
Back and you're trying to be better the next time through. Essentially is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously, you know, some people get upset and they'll say, you know, you're in violation of my religious beliefs. We're not in violation of anything. I'm just using – this is it. the expressions of an artist who is using their art form for their thought process. It's for you to enjoy and take away from it what you will. Let's listen to a little Stevie Wonder. This is about living different levels and coming back around. Won't be too long. I'm so glad they let me try it again. I'm trying to remember the words of this. Here it is. Powers keep on lying.
Keep on lying.
While your people keep on dying.
While your people keep on dying.
World keep on turning. Okay, I think he gets to the chorus here, and this is reincarnation. Maybe not. What's that? No, maybe not. Let me try it again. My last time on Earth, I lived a whole world of sin.
I'm so glad that I know more than I knew then. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground.
Till I reach my highest ground. That's what it is. So I come back over, I learn more, and then I'm trying to reach my highest ground. Again, I know that some people are like, oh my God, you know, I better go pray the rosary. No, this is just someone's art concept.
Right. And Stevie Wonder's amazing.
He really is. But there's a lot of profundity in that song about, you know, his life. And then, of course, then you get into all the questions of why are there evil people who would drive an SUV in a parade and kill a bunch of people? Why would a school student go into a Michigan classroom premeditated and slay classmates? You're like, what? Why? What? Why would a child who's just going to school get gunned down? And you're thinking, well, what's all this chess match? Why would someone put a life here to have it taken that way? And then they get reincarnated. I don't know. I don't know the answers to any of those questions, but it does beg discovery.
Oh, yeah.
In people's minds.
And that's what's good, to have Stevie Wonder have that opinion and hear someone else believe something else. You get a little bit of everything.
You're right. And people will say, you know, I've always said to you, I got a lot of questions for you, God. How come a child gets killed in a car wreck? Why send a child here and they're dead and they're 5 months old? And I'm sorry if someone is listening to us and they've had tragedy in their family. I am not making light of that. I'm trying to make a point.
Right.
It's like it's tough to wrap your brain around a lot of those things.
Right, right.
So anyway, that song just popped in my mind when we got to talking about that. I don't know, we always go off the rails when we start talking
about. You could say the same thing just about just being struck down. Like, if you're really going to get into that, like, I mean, God would strike down people. And if you go back to, like, the Old Testament, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens. I mean, I don't want to say that there's an excuse, but, like,
right.
That's a written,
rough ride back then.
Yeah.
Right.
Wowzers, I'll tell you that. I am very upset about these parents of this kid. I mean, obviously, we know we have people that have mental illness in our society and too many guns prevalent, you know, and these parents go, they put a gun in his kid's hand. He's, what, 15 years old? The mother's LOL, don't get caught looking up ammunition on the – it's like, this is all complete insanity.
Right.
And supposedly the parents have not reported yet. I did have a clip of a sheriff – who was talking on CNN about the lawyer says the parents are coming in, the parents of this school shooter.
Right. They went out of town so they could get away, feared for their safety. But so, they'll be back for their arraignment.
So here's the sheriff on CNN a little while ago.
To any charges being issued, an attorney representing them called our detectives and said, if the prosecutor announces charges, we'll make arrangements to have them arrested. And when we were informed the prosecutor had issued charges, we sent detectives out and got a call from the lawyer for the couple saying they're not returning her calls or texts. So if they think they're going to get away, they're not.
that Sheriff Michael Bouchard of that region and around that Oxford school.
Not responding to calls or texts from their lawyer. That's not a good sign. And that doesn't really sound like we're going to get out of town for our safety for a little bit, but we'll be back.
People's children are dead. I mean, there's some answering that has to be done. Both of these parents have criminal records in Michigan. So crazy story to watch, that's for sure. Anyway, sad, tragic, horrible.
Yeah, keeps evolving.
All right, we've got some other things to get to on the broadcast here so we can move into a happier realm. It is Friday night after all.
So
even if Stevie's singing about coming back.
Teachers,
keep on teaching.
Keep on teaching.
I forgot the rest of the words, but
Preachers,
keep on
there we
preaching.
Go.
Keep on preaching.
Hey, why does Joel Osteen have $600,000 buried in a wall? We'll have to bring that up, too.
Keep on turning,
because it won't be too long. I don't know, am I coming back next time as Tony Cruz? I don't know.
Lovers.
Keep on loving, that's all good.
Keep on loving.
I forgot who's next.
Believers. Keep on believing.
No, I think it's World Keep On Turning.
Nope,
sleepers, just stop sleeping.
Just stop sleeping.
Some people enjoy sleeping, Stevie.
I got up at noon, and I had a sandwich, and I went back for a nap.
Stevie Wonder from the album Inner Vision. Forget those Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's the bomb right there. Stevie Wonder, back in a few. It's Hail in the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. That's a Chili Peppers version there?
Yes, sir.
Flea Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them on the Louder Than Life lineup in the future. They haven't been.
Oh, were they scheduled at one time and did not, and the show was pushed around or something?
That was the case. It was before I was paying attention.
I don't remember.
To that stuff.
I don't think they have been.
Well, we're lucky we have those shows. That's all I can tell you. I think all three are coming back in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Hometown Rising, Bourbon and Beyond, and
Louder Than Life.
Yeah, if people get vaccinated, they'll all be back.
Did you hear what happened with Antonio Brown? You remember his famous song, The Football Player?
I think it goes a little something like, whole lot of money.
That's it.
That one, is that the one you're talking about?
Antonio Brown, troubled child when he was a Pittsburgh Steeler. He was a little difficult. Ultimately, he drifted away. Tom Brady and the Patriots at that time picked him up. I think he lived with Giselle and Tom when they signed a quick contract, like for so many weeks for the Patriots.
Oh. That's kind of nice of them to let their house up for him to stay in.
I mean, he's a grown man making a ton of money. He can't pay for his own hotel.
Excuse you. He's a grown man making a
whole lot of money.
Thank you.
But maybe Tom wanted bonding time so we can, you know, figure out our system so you know what I'm doing. You're going to go make that cut. And when I say pancake, that means left. And when I say waffles, that means turn right or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Those audibles at the line.
You know what they do in the sports ball.
In the sports ball, they use different words. When they come to the line, Brady comes up. He looks at the defense, sees how they're lined up, and he goes, oh, they've got a guy here instead of over here. So I'm going to say, waffles, waffles! And that means something to his team. Sometimes if the code might be, if I mention a breakfast food, don't change anything. You're doing it to trick the defense.
Mm-hmm.
See?
The trickery that's behind it.
Antonio Brown, speaking of trickery, lied about his vaccination status. So he is now suspended. How many games, John? 3?
I wish I knew. I don't know.
Why are we still lying about this? Just get vaccinated. Why?
Here's his coach, Bruce Arians. He's not happy, of course.
Yeah, it pisses me off. But it is what it is.
Who else? Mike Edwards on the team. COVID-19 violations. They're suspended. So I guess he comes back in a few weeks. That's the way that is. Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Bucks play. Oh, Atlanta. They'll run over Atlanta. That doesn't matter. he's focused on the playoffs.
January won't happen if we don't take care of business now.
Business,
and you can't worry about January now. You have to get to January, and then we'll, like last year, we were out. We go to Green Bay. We don't have Antonio. We don't have Antoine. Guys step in, step up, and so it's you can't worry about that. You got to win now to make sure you're in January.
Got to win now.
How do you spell the word business?
BIDDNESS.
Bid. Two D's.
BIDNIZ.
Business.
We take care of business.
How are they going to guarantee that he gets vaccinated, though, if he lied about it one time?
You're right. Does somebody have to go babysit him when he gets the shot and they watch and they, you know, it's videoed and they're like, okay.
Make sure the, did the needle go into his arm or did he have a fake arm with his real arm hidden in his shirt?
I don't know, but it is. It's like, you know, you're a grown man. I was going to use another word in the middle, but.
I'm so proud of you for being able to edit yourself.
But it's like, dude, this is our job. This is a business. We've all made our concessions for whatever we're going to do so that our team can advance. That's what drives me nuts about Aaron Rodgers. As great as he is, it's still a team game.
And to him, it's not.
Yeah.
It's me.
I'm immunized. You know, he was playing using words, and so it's like, I don't know what's wrong
also,
with
you guys. Making so much money. Just get the vaccination.
Just to play the sports ball.
Just to throw. And I know there's more that goes into it than just tossing the ball and going for a little jog down the grass, the pitch. But, I mean, come on.
The pitch.
It's a soccer term.
That's good. She merges them all. She's going to say eight iron in a minute.
I don't even know what that means.
Golf term.
You know what an eight iron is.
What is, like, the gridiron?
That's a golf club.
Oh, well, why would I need to know that?
I'm amazed that that expression hasn't crossed your path before.
I grew up on a golf course, and I still didn't know that.
What's the name of the first stick you use on the tee box to hit the first shot?
Oh, that's your Longermire, the Longermire club, because it has.
When you're behind the wheel of a car, you are the.
Oh, the driver.
Hey!
I knew that. I thought you were talking about a specific one, a brand of some sort.
What are you going to do when we get Topgolf, which is coming? Apparently, they're putting that together now. Topgolf, the plan is coming together out there at Oxmoor. We're serious.
Are we sure it's not going to be too bright for the neighbors?
Do we think there'll be pitchforks and picket lines out there?
It's over. It's over.
Oh, they were doing that?
They've lost the legal case now. It's advancing.
Gotcha.
So Topgolf should be here, I think, next year.
That'll be cool.
You know, by a year from now, we should have Topgolf out there. We need you out there. We're going to do shows out there.
Oh, yeah. Instead of hitting with the club.
What was the club you just mentioned?
The driver.
See, there's a driver.
I'll just pick up the golf ball and throw it like a baseball.
It's a big net. Well, you're up on a tier.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid I'm going to accidentally, you know, drive too hard and then flip off the front of that
thing. You know they've got a safety net in front of them. They have to. Just like circus performers. A circus performer, you know, doing their trapeze act, and they get caught in that net.
Me being able to hit a golf ball is the same as Cirque du Soleil.
Well, there's always an idiot that has too many beers who's going to say, I'm going to jump into the net and act like I fell.
They let you drink and do this. I mean, come on.
All right.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen on my app.
Just learn the phrase eight iron. It's a middle.
I know to scream four when I hit the ball. That's all I need to know.
You're doing better. We come back. Stoner Seth Rogen has a funny story about why he's in the front row at the Adele concert. Well, he's not really sure, but we'll get to that in a few. It's Hailing the Knobs Friday edition. Swing your driver. Swing for the fence. It's going to be a home run when you get the horseshoe on the ringer.
Sports ball.
You're really good at this.
When I'm stuck with the day, that's great. Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always.
I have to admit to you, I'd never seen Annie before last night.
You've got to be kidding me.
I know this.
You know the music.
I know the music because you can't get away from it. That is Selena Smith. What a doll she is. And then Daddy Warbucks, all that. But I kind of learned more about it last night. I was popping back and forth between football and Annie. I love live productions because
I love
to watch them try to figure out how they're going to do the lighting and the camera movements and all that stuff.
Annie's amazing. And I love it because I always used Annie songs when I was a kid and I'd go to auditions because I would sing. I always sang Annie songs because you're a cute little kid. You go in there and the sun will come out. Big smile on your face. How adorable is that?
All those girls jumping around on those beds. It was all so cute. And they're making fun of Annie because she has a note where her parents say they're coming back for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're
and then I saw some of the parts where she was with Daddy Warbucks and... And they took her to the theater and other things in New York. And
Harry Connick Jr.?
Yeah.
In a bald
in
wig
a skull
cap?
Skull cap, yeah. It was pretty cool.
I don't know
but
that I could.
But you could tell it was fakey.
Right, yeah. I don't think I could expel or, get over that. But love Annie.
Well, the show was great. What happens, by the way? I went back to football. Does she wind up living with Daddy Warbucks?
Yeah, he adopts her. And I think he adopts all the other kids or something like that. It ends in the most wholesome, happy, everyone wins way, except for Miss Hannigan. Yeah,
Taraji Henson.
Is that who? That's amazing.
She was hilarious.
That's good casting.
Nicole Scherzinger is Daddy Warbucks' assistant, and she's from Louisville, of course, went to Manual High School.
As in Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so random. I didn't know that
she was still singing.
I knew she was Louisville, but I didn't know she was
still
acting.
She looked awesome. She was in the show.
Dang it,
she popped on the screen last night. I'm like, oh, that's the girl from Manual High School.
Now I have to go back and watch it.
They did 5.2 million viewers last night. Football had like 13 million, but it was the second most watched thing on TV.
That's pretty good.
Those productions are great because it's complicated. You're moving cameras. You got to do all that stuff. And that, naturally, if you tape something, you work over mistakes. You do post-production and you fix things.
It makes me, as someone that used to perform, it makes me so nervous I can't even tell you. Because what if they forget the words? It's live TV.
Right.
You can't go, they'll get it in post. That's you on live TV and you just messed up the songs. The sun will come out tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, I'm nervous for all of them.
She's 10 years old? Are you kidding me?
All those girls were great.
Right.
Hitting their lines, blah, 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 blah. And then you have to move. It's all about blocking, too. You have to move to the right space.
Right. Yeah. The live performances send me into a tizzy because I can't enjoy them because I'm constantly like, please do well.
And then I'm watching, too, when Annie she runs away from the orphanage. She sneaks out in the laundry cart. I saw that part. And then she sees the dog. And so you got a dog. And now that's another complexity for the people producing the show, right?
Come on, you got a dog. It's a live animal.
Right. And then, so do you have the trainer is just out of the shot? So they're going like, move. Walk to Annie or whatever they're doing. It's hilarious.
Just praying that the dog doesn't see someone out of the corner of its
right.
and go, peanut butter?
But she walks over, sees a dog. Dog rolls over. She pets dog, talks to the dog, does it. I mean, so that's all complicated stuff on a live show.
Yeah. No, it's – I'm glad they did Annie. I'm kind of tired of the live productions, but Annie's cute.
Yeah.
And for right before the holidays, that's a good, wholesome, make you feel good.
Yeah. The winner of all these live productions in the last 8 years is still Sound of Music. They had like 18 million viewers. Carrie Underwood,
that's right.
Pretty strong.
Man, they've done a ton.
Yeah. It's just something different. So, I just something off the beaten path that they're like, that's okay. This is theater live on TV. Let's see how it goes.
And it brings more people into like theater, which I'm always for.
Yeah. And you saw the camera people get in the way a couple times, the shot, the director punches up the wrong shot or whatever. You see a back of somebody's head one time, and those things happen.
Right, and you appreciate it because you're watching a live performance.
Pretty cool all the way through. All right, we're going to go to break, but we're going to use this song going to break, though. Dua Lipa, this is picked as Billboard's number one song of 2021. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We're getting to the time of year where they pick the song of the year. This is Billboard. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating. You, moonlight, you're my starlight.
sponsored.
Love that girl, Adele. I think she's sold a few downloads in the last week or so.
A handful, yeah.
Taylor Swift's still in charge of the charts, though.
Oh, I'm almost positive with Red.
I would think so, yeah.
Taylor's version.
But Adele's, you know, she's killing it. She just had a TV special not long ago, and what was it? Seth Rogen was on, I think, with Jimmy Fallon, and he started talking about how he had very strong seats to this, and he didn't quite understand why he was in such a prominent position.
So we go up to the desk, and they give us our tickets, and our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B. And I'm like, oh,
it doesn't get bigger.
Like, that sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds real close.
And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that? There was, because the whole time I'm like, there is so many more famous people than me here who should be sitting where I'm sitting. And I could just like feel them be insulted that I had such a good seat. Like, I was in front of Drake. Like, there's no world where I should be in front of Drake. What? How is that possible? Like, I was six rows in front of, like, Ellen DeGeneres and Kris Jenner. Like, I truly have no, I have no idea why they did that. And it was truly wild. And for me, at an Adele, it was hard for me to look cool. Because I'm uncomfortable. I'm too close. I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio behind me thinking, like, did Seth Rogen write Rolling in the Deep? Is that why he's so good?
I adore Seth Rogen.
That is funny.
Oh, man.
Good for him for
it. Yeah, who's in charge of seats?
As somebody who's a big fan of his, I guess.
Maybe Adele is a big fan of his.
But yeah, to get there and you sit in front of Drake, that just had to be extra fun just to be in that position.
You just look behind you and you're like, oh, no, it's the whole Kardashian family.
I think we got a few seconds of this in maybe last week. Is it Adele and Chris Stapleton together, Kentucky's Chris Stapleton? That's a nice blend.
Oh. So go easy on me. Oh. Oh.
Great song.
Beautiful.
I like the addition of Stapleton in on that one.
I wonder how
much money it costs to go see Adele and sit up close like that. If you had to pay.
I thought that when I watched the One Night Only or whatever, because it's in the beautiful right outside of the planetarium or whatever, probably too much money. It's Adele.
Isn't it interesting, though, but someone like Drake's there, Leonardo DiCaprio, they don't have to pay.
Well, no.
But other people that are sitting near there have to pay several thousand dollars.
Looked at all the people there, and it was from all these different areas of life, and it's just because Adele is like the Frank Sinatra of this generation. It's like she's just so good. Everyone loves her. Everyone can enjoy her, even Seth Rogen in the front row.
If only my plumber would work on the toilet and open the wall, and then there'd be $600,000 like at Joel Osteen's church.
Yeah.
Then I'd have money to buy Adele tickets.
I'd say it'd be about $600,000 would get you good tickets.
Here's the choir director at Joel Osteen's church, by the way, who's answering all the queries about what's this? Someone stuffing money in the wall so they don't have to pay taxes on it? Is that what's going on, choir director?
Don't ask. No questions.
No questions.
This is an interesting situation in this Joel Osteen mega church.
It just, yeah.
They claim they were robbed of $600,000 about 7 years ago. And seriously, a plumber was working on a toilet and had to take a piece of the wall out behind where the plumbing goes through. And then they said 500 envelopes started falling out of there.
That's the sketchy part to me, is the 500 envelopes. As if you're just, every once in a while, you keep an envelope to stash it just in case.
They said checks and cash. So was that?
It's even sketchier. Was that
the offering plate?
Yeah, the offering plate. Right. Somebody stole that, stuffed it in a wall?
Yeah, probably.
And why would you stuff it in a wall?
But it's 7 years later, and people are saying, well, is this income tax evasion? Is that what's going on?
Definitely smells like it. We'll see, Mr. Joel. Not as nice of a guy as everyone thinks he is.
Every time a plumber's been in my house, all he's ever found is a child's toy that went in the toilet, and that's why I won't flush.
That's just as fun.
I would rather have $600,000 fall out of the wall. Happy weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend, bud.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.